This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. Ooh.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here.
Hello.
He and I just did a selfie in the break so I could send my daughter a little note. She's a big fan of Todd. She's a big fan of Todd.
Oh, come on now.
She is, too. And so...
Much bigger fan of yours, as she should be.
Anyway, we did a Facebook Live video earlier. Phil Parker is on K-Fire 550. Our... mothership, flagship affiliate here in Bismarck, Mandan. And he does the morning show before us, so we did a Facebook Live video where when I'm on with Phil every morning at 8:40, I came in live with a Facebook Live video. So you can go behind the scenes and check that out if you wanted. My Facebook page. Have you shared that yet on the K-Fire Facebook page?
I'd love to do that.
Or the much larger Todd Mitchell Facebook page. So check that out. And
they're all the same dimension. It's not larger.
I know. Anyway.
Don't you a billion times have to exaggerate like that?
We're brought to you in part today by Beam Mobile. Verizon's the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. But did you know that Beam Mobile, Verizon, is about more than just phones and tablets? They want to introduce you to Hum by Verizon. Hum is the perfect tool to make your car smarter and safer. We're talking about roadside assistance, diagnostics, maintenance reminders, vehicle locator, and very importantly, hands-free Bluetooth calling. Plus, for a limited time, if your teen is getting their license, you can get the Hum equipment, the activation fee, and 3 months of service back as a bill credit. So get Hum and go. Be mobile everywhere you are, at the home, at the lakes, anywhere. Locations in Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, and Botno. And Bemidji, Thief River Falls, and Detroit Lakes in Minnesota. To find a location near you, bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at bmobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. Congressman Kevin Cramer taking your calls in the Talk Radio Town Hall, Cloverdale, Big Flavor Hotline. Waiting to go. We got a couple of calls already, and others welcome at 800-228-0550. Good morning, Congressman Cramer.
Good morning, Scott, and happy day after the election.
Happy day after the election. Is that what they call the 15th? Flag Day, Election Day, Donald Trump's birthday yesterday. Today's just simply day after the election. Give me your reaction. What do you think of the results?
Well, I couldn't have anticipated the margin, for sure. And if anybody tells you they could, they had perfect polling. But... I guess the outcome wasn't overly surprising to me, just because it just seemed like there was an awful lot of energy and momentum on Doug's side. So I congratulate Doug and Brent for their tremendous victory, an outstanding campaign at every turn in terms of the quality of the work, the ads, the messaging. I think the thing that trumps everything is that's how hard they worked. I mean, I think more than anything, Doug's campaign was a reflection of Doug's personal energy and his work ethic. And I've never seen anybody work so hard, going town to town to town to town 7 days a week. And Doug certainly earned this victory. And I suspect we'll bring that energy to the general election and into the governor's office and for our party. I think all that's a positive for the party. I think Wayne and Nicole ran a nice campaign as well, and just didn't connect the way Doug did. And I think there's lots of reasons for that. We could dissect if you'd like, but anyway, more than anything, I think the bottom line is this is really good for North Dakota Republicans. Here we are once again, the party that people prefer, the message that people prefer, the energy that people are attracted to and ideas. And we're, again, this is a business of addition, not division, and we're the ones adding.
I want to get to the calls and texts. Also curious of more of your analysis, but we'll defer to the people. One texter says, I did not vote for Doug Burgum. but I think he will be good for North Dakota. I hope he works well with the legislature to do the best for the state. That kind of sentiment from someone that went to the polls voting and, you know, my guy didn't win, I think would be the prevailing sentiment for most people that voted last night. Would you agree?
Oh, I would totally agree. And I think Doug attracts that type of positive response from people. I think he'll continue to work to earn it. He is the winner, and one thing about winning is it attracts a lot of friends. But beyond that, you also have to be, and I expect he will be magnanimous in victory, and it'll be very good for the party. And remember, Doug's one of the most patriotic North Dakotans I've ever known, and so clearly he wants to do good by North Dakota, and I expect he'll work very well with the legislature and frankly, the other elected officials and citizens of North Dakota. He is one thing he's demonstrated very well is that he is a person about the state and listening to people. And if he continues to do that, if he continues to be as accessible and listens as carefully to what people are saying and avoids falling into the sort of the echo chamber trap that so many others fall into, he'll be successful at any turn, you know, regardless of the circumstance.
Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline with Congressman Kevin Cramer in our weekly talk radio town hall. Crank it up at 800-228-0550. Carrie in Bismarck, welcome.
Hi, Scott. I just wanted to call in and say that I think a big part of the election last night was that North Dakota people like to feel what that they're being respected and heard. And especially in some of our local and county races, I think the feeling was that hadn't happened. And I think this was a strong voice to say, listen up or we will speak with our vote.
Good analysis there, Carrie. And I appreciate that very much. Kevin, anything you want to say about that?
No, I think Carrie said it perfectly and is sort of appropriate following what I had said earlier. There are a lot of lessons in elections, and the wise politicians pay attention to the lessons. If they weren't paying attention before, they'll pay attention to the lessons. And I think that Carrie is articulating something that some have chosen to ignore. And you just cannot hunker down and sort of ignore being accessible to people and expect to be successful in either in governing or politics.
Let's go to Ron in Bismarck for Congressman Cramer. Ron, you're next. Hey, Ron, are you there?
This is Don.
Oh, Don. I'm sorry. We had Ron written down. Go ahead, Don.
Well, that's all right. Well, it's good to hear Congressman Cramer on the radio. But I have this to say. I think Wayne is one of the nicest guys in politics that I know. On the other hand, I believe our state is a winner if Doug is elected governor. I do not agree with everything he believes, but Doug, because of his business contacts, brings our state's opportunities to a whole new level. We get to keep what we experience, and Doug has experienced things that almost none of us have. So that's what I have to say about that.
Okay.
Don, by the way, we didn't hear all of that, but I think you said you get to keep what you experienced, and that's pretty profound, given what he said. Your comment, Kevin?
Yeah, I think Don makes a very important point, and I would even extend that to the party. Remembering, you know, one of the weird things I thought, frankly, and one of the things I think was illustrative of my point earlier about listening to, paying attention to the people on the ground, the criticism of Doug and his campaign for receiving large contributions from out-of-state businesses, I thought was one of the rather tone-deaf responses from Doug's opposition that I didn't understand. As a former party chairman, I thought, wow, a governor that can raise hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars because of his contacts and his Rolodex with large out-of-state business leaders, that's good stuff. And when you're experiencing the downturn in commodity prices that North Dakota is, experiencing, whether it be agriculture or energy, further diversification is a good thing. And further diversification can be done by somebody who's got both the experience and the you know, a good contact list. So I think Don makes a valid point.
Appreciate the call. Let's squeeze Margie in. I'm sorry, Dan and Candu, and then Margie, you're next. Dan, Candu, go ahead. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, you're up.
Okay, Congressman, a statement first about the election, and then secondly, I have three comments that I'd like you to address about Hillary Clinton. Okay. First off, I am thrilled that Doug won, and I believe that it is a statement against the establishment North Dakota Republican Party. Secondly, Hillary Clinton, three things. First, the $55 million kickback that was given to the college that her husband was representing, and he made $16 million from it. There's no hearing, no congressional hearing. Second, the hundreds of million dollars she made on the nuclear fuel deal with Russia. There's no.
Hey, Dan, I'm sorry to do this. We're up against a break, and we have Ed Schaefer next, but let's save the Hillary hat trick for another day, but let's do it soon. Thanks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president of Flag Family Media. About my pillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right. That sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support. Keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. Now, I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to my pillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com. Enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott.
Everyone's a winner at PetroServe USA. $50,000 given away at PetroServe USA. Tell you more about that in a minute. When I need to fill up the tank, I look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA. Why? These are the good folks that are out there to help Main Street, too, because they connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And it works, and it gives you choice at the pump. Right now, you can register for $50,000 from PetroServe USA. Register weekly to be one of 1,000 winners. That's right. You have to register every single week. Remember that. Don't forget the 4 for $4 special. That's the hot stuff pizza, fountain pop, and two cookies. Four items for $4. All day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. They also have the buy one, get one free deal on Car Wash Tuesdays. That's a great deal. And all month long, take advantage of Jack Link's Jumbo Steaks, only $1.79. King size Hershey candy bars for $1.09. And giant sunflower seeds, North Dakota made, only $1.39. At PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded...
S&S Motors, Watford City is my place to buy a truck. I'm on my second truck from S&S Motors. The great thing is when you call Brent and the team up there, you just tell them what you want. I mean, they have a car buying service. They're going to go find it, and they get some great local trades. You know, low mileage, well taken care of, ones that have been serviced right there at S&S Motors, and wherever you're at, you know, you've got a great vehicle. It's assured. So that large dealer network that they purchased from, Frontline Ready Units and the buying service they have for you, just tell them what you want. Works great. Call them at 701-444-2341, 701-444-2341. Wonder if that name will change now, like to Lieutenant Governor, S&S Motors, Watford said. I don't know. Never mind. Let's continue with our Talk Radio Town Hall, and Congressman Kevin Cramer is here, and we have a special guest for you, Congressman Cramer, the one and only Ed Schaefer is here, president of the University of North Dakota for a few more days, and also someone you saw on your television a whole lot and heard on your radio a whole lot in the last couple of days, playing a role in this election last night as well on the Burgum team. Ed, welcome. How are you?
I am well, Scott. Great to be with you. Good to be on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Ed.
Be a part of your community program here. That's fun.
Well, I learned it from you. You might remember that it was Ed Schaefer, governor, that started the Capital for a Day program, put us all in the car, us all being the senior staff and cabinet officials, whether we wanted to or not. We all got in vans and went to a different community once a month for Capital for a Day, and we were forced to listen to people. Imagine that. What a concept. But so I've transferred that to Talk Radio Town Hall and What's on Your Mind and Coffee with Cramer, and it's worked pretty well.
And
I'm curious.
Anybody in Congress, right?
Yeah, he has. He's got the award, the biggest prize, most Talk Radio Town Halls, and the listeners love it. And obviously, the opportunities to be one on one in those Coffee with Cramer events are really fun. And he gave some great advice with Doug Burgum to follow in that model. Obviously, that came from you as well, Ed. I want your reaction. I mean, going into election night, did you think we'd be talking about a 20-plus point win for Doug Burgum and Brent Sanford?
No, I don't think anybody picked up on that. You know, and of course, I have been kind of sequestered on the University of North Dakota campus, so I haven't been out and about much. But, you know, I was out in Western North Dakota last weekend for 4 days, and talking to people, this man, he kind of had some sense that Doug Burgum really had the momentum going. No way anybody ever expected to see a win like this in every corner of the state with every, you know, age group and, you know, every different work venue. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
Well, it was, but I have to tell you that it was very reminiscent of your general election campaign, certainly in 1992, and quite frankly, reminiscent of your campaign for the endorsement, well, albeit not a contested primary, but the convention, and that was a new message and a high energy, talking to lots and lots of people, listening to lots and lots of people, and a very high quality campaign. I might add that. I think we can't understate that either, that this was a very high quality produced campaign in the TV ads, radio ads, print stuff, mail. It was very well done, not to mention the technical, you know, voter ID turnout effort was very well done.
Yeah, and Kevin, don't you think it was that connection with people that Doug got, you know, that got Doug the votes? I mean, he was everywhere in the state. Every place that five people gathered or ten, you know, he was there. And what a difference that makes.
Well, it speaks volumes because it's so respectful to the voter. And if there's one thing North Dakotans want to do is they want to be able to eyeball you. You know, they want to see you nose to nose. And that, and then there is a, Ed, you've picked up on this, I know, there is an undercurrent of anxiety in our state. And Scott, you and I have said that many times on the show, if you're not paying attention, you're not going to tap into. If you hunker down, at your favorite watering hole and talk to yourself, you know, you might think everything's just great. But you get out and about and you talk to people, your message is likely to resonate because you're saying what they're saying.
Yeah, and I'm with you guys. I think this was a grassroots victory. I know there's a lot of attention on the dollars. And, you know, okay, the Burgum campaign outspent the Stengem campaign 5-1 or whatever the number ends up being. And you know, it bought a lot of flyers, a lot of TV ads, a lot of radio ads. But I think actually that old 74 bus, going around the state, the jalopy and 16,500 miles and every town over 1,000 people and the just grassroots, face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball shoe leather, it really, you know, it was the difference. I mean, everybody's got a theory on what the difference was. But I'm interested in what you think was the difference. Was that it?
Well, I think, one thing that when people say, well, you know, there's the money, but Doug Burgum spent this ton of dough and it's the most expensive, you know, what you're forgetting is the power of incumbency. And Wayne Stendham was an incumbent. He wasn't an incumbent for governor, but he was an incumbent. And he was, he'd been in front of the people for 40 years. He spent that much money and more over time on his name recognition and his accomplishments and things. So you're behind the eight ball whenever you're, you know, competing against an incumbent. And sometimes it takes some money to counteract that. So, you know, you got to look at that. But I really think, Doug, the difference in this thing was that Doug changed during the campaign. Doug started out wanting to be governor. And when he got out and when he got amongst the people and when he learned the quality and character and care of the people of North Dakota, he shifted it that I could see from saying, I want to be the government to the people. Doug started saying, I want to represent people to government in Bismarck. And that made a difference.
Well, Ed, I'm so glad you said that, because one of the things I noticed about Doug is I think, and I don't want to speak for him because he hasn't said this, but I think he ended up having a lot more fun campaigning than he anticipated having. I think he truly ended up enjoying it. And unless you've done it, it's a hard thing to even to understand. But, I think he did genuinely enjoy it.
Yeah, I do too, and boy, it takes that.
I know our time is short.
Don't go out there.
We only have 2 minutes left because I promised Pat Bonet, who's Ed's administrative assistant at UND and one of the great, greatest employees the state of North Dakota has ever known, I'll tell you. And when she says, have him off by 10:28, I'm going to live by it. But anyway, a lot of people are saying, you know, everybody has a theory on how this happened, but some are saying, Ed, that this was about Democrats voting for Doug. And obviously with a 22-point lead, that's a little hard to fathom. But what do you say about that? And what do you say about some of the sour grapes that are going to come in other ways about this race?
Well, people from 1992, when I won against an incumbent and the kind of the status quo and the powers that be, people are still grumpy about that. that doesn't change. But the reality is, go online, check out an analysis that Dustin Gaberlow from Bismarck did on number of voters for Democrat and Republican primary races, and you'll see clearly that the Democrat vote did not sway this election one way or another. If not one Democrat crossed over, Doug Burgum still would be the Republican nominee for governor today.
Interesting. Well, Kevin, I want your take as well. We're going to have to do that on the other side of the break. Ed, I know we're going to let you go. You're a busy guy, and a big party for Ed today from the folks that he is has led at the University of North Dakota over the last 6 months there at 4 o'clock today. So I'm hoping to sneak up your way too, Ed. Congrats and thanks so much for joining us today. Great job in this campaign, obviously. It was an amazing contribution.
Thank you. It was my honor. And thanks for allowing me some time on your town hall, Kevin.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont discussing how we can use National Safety Month as a launching point to begin developing safer habits.
It's hard to change habits. I'm at a graduation last night and somebody's talking about it's a habit. Boy, I get so much done on the road from Fargo to Bismarck, and I can text and I can talk and everything else. And National Safety Month, to me, it really is a time to say, you know what? I'm going to try a month or a week to stop texting while driving, to stop, you know, doing something that's unsafe. And, you know, hopefully you can get by a week and say, gosh, you know what? I did that a week. Okay, great. Let me try 2 weeks. And let me try the whole month of June. And so that's the part that, you know, you really focus on 1 month like this. Maybe it changes behaviors.
Start your journey to developing safer habits today. Learn more about National Safety Month and download free safety resources at ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Town Hall every Wednesday, Congressman Kevin Cramer, who, because of this program and his effort to get all across the state of North Dakota and do Coffee with Cramer and Town Hall events, is the leading member of Congress in interaction with his constituents with these talk radio town halls. Just think about that. Man, we're blessed. And we love doing it here every Wednesday on the program, 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. And text Todd at 701-226-8503. Brought to you in part today by PetroServe USA. You decide. Isn't that a great way to live life? That's right. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E10, E15, E30, E40, E85? Do I want unleaded? Well, you get choice at the pump. And their locations all throughout North Dakota, Minnesota. Just look for the red, white, and blue banner, PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better. And I'll probably grab hot stuff, personal pan pizza, a couple of cookies, and a Diet Coke for lunch as I fill up and head out for the press conference. I'll get to the tail end of the press conference, I guess, that'll happen at 1 o'clock downtown Fargo. We're going to have that on 550 K-Fire, okay. I believe we'll also have it on AM 1100 The Flag. Might preempt a little bit of the one and only Rush Limbaugh, but this too shall pass. Anyway,
I knew I should have had a camera going on those arms right now. Yeah. What was that just now?
Congressman Kevin Cramer, I need to ask you the same question I asked Ed Schaefer. That was just too much fun, by the way, talking to Ed, wasn't it?
It was fun. Yeah, it was great.
What a great statesman for the state he is. How much of a difference was Ed Schaefer in this race? Was it, you know, in my mind, that's why I felt, honestly, didn't say it out loud, but my gut said... Now, I'm not just saying that. I've told people that I know well, you know, that it felt like a lot of momentum had gone Burgum's way after Ed. Well, how much of a difference was it?
Well, I think that's true. I think he had some momentum up to Ed, but Ed validated, I think, for a lot of people that were maybe on the bubble, weren't sure, you know, just needed something. I think his endorsement was a validation to a lot of people that were otherwise maybe a little tentative. But, yeah, very important.
Now, I want to ask you about the question I asked him. I heard it a little bit last night. Not a lot of people, but we've heard some of it from listeners today. This idea that, you know, the reason Doug Burgum won was because Democrats voted for him. And then if you're a Republican, you say, well, you know, if Democrats are voting for you, that means you're not worthy of my vote because, you know, so what about all this?
Well, first of all, it's a folly theory. And to forward that theory, you'd have to do gymnastics to bend your mind to believe it. I looked quickly at numbers myself. I haven't seen Dustin's, Ed was referring to Dustin's analysis, but, you know, in 2012, there were a total of over 175,000 votes, ballots cast in that primary, and there wasn't a contested governor's race. The House race was contested, but this year there were only 138,000 with a highly contested governor's race. And that's, I'm talking about the GOP total this year was only 113,000 in the governor's race. Now, when you consider that the only contested race, and it's highly contested, it was this governor's race, it attracted only 10,000 more votes than the uncontested U.S. Senate race. So, and there's always drop-off, obviously. So the attraction itself can make up that 10,000 without anything else. Why would, you know, a lot of people wouldn't even vote in an uncontested race. But even if you gave half of that 10,000 difference to Democrats, which would be an absurd presumption, frankly, you're talking about negligible impact. And the other thing is, so I said, you know, 2012 was a much larger primary than 2016. I will tell you, though, the big losers in this are Democrats. I mean, their numbers, there is no reason. There was and is no reason. Now, without a contested race, they didn't have a reason to get out, you know, this year, understandably. In fact, they had some where they didn't have any candidates in the race. So obviously, Democratic numbers were way down. So now it's an absurd notion. It's sort of a rationalization, I suppose, for some people. I understand that people need excuses sometimes for being wrong. But when you make an excuse for being as wrong as you could be on this race, that means you didn't understand. That would explain why you were so wrong. It means you weren't listening. You're hearing a message that you don't agree with, and rather than disagree with the message, you attack the messenger. And we've got to learn this lesson. And that, you know, I would go back. In fact, I go to a fundamental point. And there are a number of them you can point to, but Doug Burgum was the only candidate that endorsed Donald Trump for president. Now, I endorsed Donald Trump for president not because I think he's, you know, he's the best of the 17 or anything like that, but I listen to people. And when you sort of tiptoe around it, granted, if you don't want to endorse him, don't endorse him, but don't play cutesy with people. I think that's one of the examples of Doug's message, because he was listening to people that others weren't getting because they weren't listening to people.
Texter says, Scott, Doug might have benefited from a bit because his name was first on the ballot. Wayne's was third. But the people who didn't pay attention to the race might have voted for the first time just because it was first. Those are the kind of things that make a difference when the vote total is, 100, 1,000, 2,000, 10,000 different, right? I mean,
well, but also those are rotated. So those, that's on that person's ballot, it was first, but it wouldn't have been on other ballots. So the order of the names are rotated.
Your last two callers solidified my comment on Trump. All right. I don't remember those calls, to tell you the truth. Greetings, Representative Kramer, Scott and Todd. My wife and I voted for Wayne, and we are disappointed in the results. But Wayne has decided to continue as our AG, and with that, we may be facing in the courts, I'm glad he is staying, says Dan and Dickinson. Well, good
Amen.
Point there. Good point there,
Amen.
Right?
Yeah. No, another example of how the Republicans win. You know, we still have that. We have a dynamic new fresh set of eyes and brain power in governor. We have the steady legal mind with the historical context in Wayne as Attorney General. To me, it's dynamic duo combined with our Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring. The Industrial Commission remains in very solid hands, assuming that, of course, Doug wins the general election.
All right, I'm trying to get through. We have zillions of texts, and I'm trying to get through as many of these as we
sure.
can, and we're going to go back to calls in a second here. Another texter says, I'm one of the people tired of career politicians. You can say career public servants, and I agree with you for some, but I'm 30 years old, a registered Republican, and I just couldn't vote for someone who's been in government 11 years more than I've been alive. And this came up last hour. What about the career politician label? Was it fair of Doug Burgum to say that of Wayne Stengem?
Well, in politics, it's fair. The people can discern whether they like it or not. It's a fair statement.
Right, because it's accurate, right? And I said that. I said that's why it wasn't wasn't a lie. But you can look at him as a career politician or a public servant. But obviously, you know, I think there's a. I said sometime today that Donald Trump ought to be the happiest guy in America today if he's paying any attention to what happened in North Dakota. Because everybody thinks this race is going to be tight too. Maybe it won't be.
Yeah, no, it's all part of the same movement that is very prevalent in the country, and it's prevalent in North Dakota, and people pay attention to it. But I would say this, that I would, what a person chooses to do with their career, if they've chosen a career in public service, that's a noble calling. And if they've chosen one office for that whole service, that's fine. If you continue to climb the ladder, you know, that's got value. But judge the person on their performance, on their philosophy, you know, on their leadership skills or personality, whatever you want to. But the career choice, there's nothing not noble about a career in public service.
Another texter says, hey there, I'm wondering why the voting judges said we had to vote one party only, or the machines wouldn't accept the vote. Shouldn't we be able to vote whoever we want? Talk about why that is, Kevin, in a primary.
Well, that's because it is a primary, but it does go to a fundamental problem that I think we have in North Dakota law, and that is we do not have party registration. We're the only state in the country that does not have party registration or voter registration. I think we need to have that. It's a very archaic law that we have that, in my view, needs to change because you need to have that party discipline in the primary process. And so, that person will get to vote for whoever they want to vote for in the general election. But primaries are specifically for the people.
I heard the thought, not even necessarily about last night, but just that North Dakota needs a closed primary. What did you think of the idea of a change so there was a closed primary? What does that even mean?
Well, I'm not sure what it means exactly. I suppose a closed primary would mean that you'd have to have registered for whatever party you're going to vote in advance. I don't necessarily agree with that. I think you can have an open primary where the person declares at the site whether they're Republican or Democrat. You don't have to make it difficult to register, but I do think you have to have. If you have some voter registration, it incorporates a little more discipline. And by that, I mean, you know, you sign something that says, today I'm a Republican, and I intend to vote Republican in the future. But, of course, the caveat that you can change your mind.
Margie Mandan for Congressman Kramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, and it's sizzling today, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead, Margie.
Yes, hi. I voted for Wayne, but I'm going to be perfectly okay with Doug being governor. But that brings me to the national level. Mm-hmm. I am behind Trump. The National Party is literally fighting him, in my opinion, tooth and nail. If he doesn't get it, that means Hillary's going to get it.
Good points, Margie. Is she right? Is the national GOP, is the apparatus fighting Donald Trump right now, or are those walls coming down?
I don't think the Republican National Committee apparatus, and Reince Priebus in particular, our chairman. I do think many of our leaders, be they business leaders, association leaders, or congressional leaders, are tentative in their support for him. I think that's pretty obvious. And I think Margie's point is right on. But here's the example. Here's my sort of analysis of this. I have never seen our party leadership, if you will, more tentative or light about their support for a nominee. But I've never seen grassroots Republicans and voting Republicans like Margie more enthused. And if again, this is back to what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Our leadership needs to pay attention to what people are saying.
They got to get it quick. Jamie and Bismarck, quickly for Congressman Kramer, you're up.
All right, I got a comment and a question. My comment is Trump's talking to the NRA today about FBI watch list and no-fly list, mm-hmm. people banning them from owning guns. Hopefully he doesn't just throw it out there that he wants to do that without having something put in there where you can get off these watch lists, because a lot of people on there are guilty of nothing. And second of all, Kevin, I had a question for you. Let's just hypothetically say an assault weapons ban passes and background checks and all that. Is that going to stop the Democrats from coming back in 2 months and asking for more gun control?
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, Jamie, hold tight for your answer. We'll hold you through the break, and you can hear Kevin's answer on the other side here. Danny in Napoleon, Ralph in Gladstone. I love this show. What's on your mind? You're coming up next, Danny and Ralph. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to participate in a Soybean Market Outlook Seminar, July 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at NDSU Berry Hall, downtown Fargo. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayn Olson of NDSU will talk about major soybean market events, price outlook, basis outlook, and overall market strategy for the 2016-17 market year. This seminar is free to North Dakota soybean farmers, but pre-registration is required. To register, please call 701-239-7194 or email scenter@ndsoybean.org. Again, North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to participate in a Soybean Market Outlook Seminar, July 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at NDSU Berry Hall. This event is sponsored by the North Dakota Soybean Council and NDSU.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Need a great delivery vehicle? You've got to call Gordy Brewstead at Valley Imports and have him tell you about the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans.
You sit up a lot higher, and your field of vision is huge. One of the things is being able to stand up in the back end of the van, where a lot of people are on their hands and knees bent over, and now they can actually stand up. And the technology that they're putting into the Sprinters now is second to none.
Gordy, you started out selling cars in Devil's Lake, and now you're still selling to people in Devil's Lake.
Well, there's going to be more and more and more cars, the imports all over the country. And there's a few in Devil's Lake. I have sold to some of my former customers up there. Yes, you're right.
How do you try to give your customers a great service experience?
Before we even sell them the car, we'll go back and take them through our service department and show them, when they bring the car in for service, what to expect.
Visit Gordy and all the great people at Valley Imports in Fargo, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue, or call them at 800-676-7667 or valleyimports.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Of the post-election analysis edition of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hinnom. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here, and Congressman Kevin Cramer as well on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your answer to Jamie's questions on the gun front.
Okay, so he's exactly right on the gun front. If anything were to pass, if we were to get on the slippery slope, there is no end to what they want. Remember, there was a proposal to the Democrat National Convention this year, their platform committee, to make all gun ownership illegal in America. So there are activist Democrats on, you know, they're proposing these things for their platform.
for their platform. So no, there's no end to what they want to do. So James Wright. The other thing is that there's just a fundamental and there's a misunderstanding of assault weapons. He used the term assault weapon, and we know what that means. But I've heard more people say nobody needs a semi-automatic rifle to go shoot deer with. Well, that's not what the Second Amendment's for. That said, this person, I'll say this about, I was sitting on the classified briefing yesterday on the investigation so far on the Florida terrorist attack. And, if you go to the websites that the ISIS sponsors, they don't restrict murdering to just guns. Remember the bombings at the Boston Marathon? They used pressure cookers. People use their cars. They use knives. There's no restriction on what weapon you use to kill each other to get the blessing of Allah. So the gun thing is not the issue here. Believe me. Bob Huggins' business not being able to have guns will not solve the terrorist problem.
Hi, Danny Napoleon, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Danny.
My question maybe is maybe towards Scott, maybe more than towards you, Congressman. But there was talk last night on the election coverage that Doug Burgum isn't a true conservative. What's your guys' view on that? Do you think he is a true conservative? And also, Congressman Kramer, do you have any aspirations to run for the United States Senate in a couple of years?
Well, Scott, you go first.
I have no interest in the Senate race in North Dakota in any way, shape, or form. My wife made me sign a prenup that said if you ever run for office, we're done. So, I'm out on that one. I'm out on that one.
And I'm Kim, focused on both re-election.
Your witness. Both of them are yours. Here you go.
Yeah, I'm focused on re-election this year. Is Doug Burgum a true conservative? The great thing about being conservative is that you cut a wide swath. In other words, part of conservatism is being open-minded. It's rallying around individual responsibility and individual initiative and innovation. It's also a very big important part of it is fiscal conservatism, where we balance our books and we budget conservatively so as to not find ourselves with large revenue shortfalls and whatnot when things slide. And I think I absolutely think that Doug Burgum is a true conservative in many respects.
I didn't see anything that led me to believe that we weren't, first of all, we were. The campaign was of a conservative. Now, obviously, my plan as a radio talk show is to remember and hold that accountable. But I didn't get any indication that there was. I'm going to say this so I could get elected. Doug is very authentic. He really is, and he is a stickler for detail. There was one issue late about something that came up over the weekend that people were calling him a liar over. And, there was one thing that he misspoke on. He owned it. He called me and said, I feel so bad. I told you that. I told you it was okay to put it out, and then it wasn't accurate. I said, hey, I understand it happens. Just say you screwed up. And he did. So I see a lot of authenticity there. I really do. Gladstone is next. Big listenership for this program in Gladstone. Man, I think we have tens of thousands of people there. Ralph, what's on your mind?
Well, just a few observations about yesterday's election. I think what we're seeing is some trickle-down Trumpitis here. it's this way. I think he has got something started. He's showing the people that we've got something other than regular career standard run-of-the-mill politicians that can offer something better, and that it's generated more interest among the people, and people can say now there actually are some people out there. There is hope that we can do better. I mean,
great points, Ralph. I'm up against the clock, so I got to ask Kevin to respond real quickly. Did North Dakotans have Trumpitis last night?
And Ralph has articulated it far better than I could have. It was perfect.
Good stuff, Ralph. You said it well. Call again when we have more time. Barb, travel to 994. Your best 30 seconds. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that I think we were in a win-win situation. I voted for Mr. Burgum because I want to see his vision as governor, And I want to see Mr. Stenger remain as a dependable attorney general.
Don't you love when an election, when both sides win in an election? That almost never happens.
Yeah, don't you love that? Yeah, you're absolutely right. Maybe that's part of the reason this defied everybody's expectations. You know, maybe that was Doug Burgum's best sell. Hey, he's doing a great job of AG. I want him to stay there. You know, I mean, every time he said that, I cringed a little if Wayne was anywhere near, because, you know, it's not something you want to hear. But maybe North Dakota said, yeah, it makes sense. And it obviously it does. Well, we didn't get to everything, including our conversation with Ralph Peters earlier this week. Had some suggestions on what Congress can do to help in this effort, not the least of which would be a declaration of war. So I want to ask you about that when we have some time to talk about it. I know you've been outside a markup hearing, and there's health care legislation you're working on, so we'll let you get back to that and wrap up for today and continue this next week. Thanks, Kevin. He's gone. You got to go vote. Congressman Kevin Cramer. See you tomorrow, folks. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Imagine your bathroom transformed. A renovation that can happen in as little as a day. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon to tell you about my friends at Bath Planet. Here's the deal. Bath Planet is here now and taking calls right now for free estimates where they come and show you what your bathroom will look like digitally with a new tub or a shower. That's right. You can trust these folks. Bath Planet offers stylish, low-maintenance, affordable bath products that transform an old bath into a beautiful, safe retreat you'll love. Their innovative products, their knowledge of accessibility solutions for the home, and exceptional designs are just a few of the reasons why Bath Planet is the nation's fastest-growing bath remodeling company. Plus, they've earned the distinguished Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. A lifetime warranty, made in the USA, 19 colors to choose from. Call now, 701-552-3289, 701-552-3289, or go to bathplanet.com/North Dakota for a free estimate.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.